Nashville-based Corrections Corporation of America is trying to calm investors' nerves after the Department of Justice announced it would phase out the use of private prisons. Company leaders say it'll have less impact on CCA's bottom line than many seem to think. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
About half of CCA's revenues come from state and local governments. That part of the business is doing well, says President Damon Hininger. In just the past year, four states, including Tennessee, have re-upped their contracts.
This action and this memo, which again was directed purely to the Bureau of Prisons, we don't see it having any effect with the work that we do with our state partners.
Officials added that CCA's contracts with the U.S. Marshals Service and immigration authorities are also not affected. Altogether, just 7% of the company's revenue is in jeopardy, they say. The question, though, is if that'll remain the case. A Justice Department review found private prisons are not safer or cheaper to operate than government-run facilities. If that thinking takes hold in state houses and city halls, it would be a serious challenge to CCA's bottom line. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.